Fish is a multimedia performance art and drag artist. He's been performing for about 5 years, and you can catch him around town performing. And if he's not performing, he's a constant presence at our local arts markets, where he sells fish merch that he's designed along with original paintings. Today, my guest is Fish. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, how are you guys? How's everybody out there?
So, Fish, I see you on the streets, and you've got quite the look. For those that can't see you, how do you describe your style? Because it's definitely your own.
It's obviously a clown, but it's more, I think I chose clown because it's, clowns can be anything.
Right.
And I didn't want to have a limit. I didn't want to be limited. I didn't want my art, art's not limited, but I didn't want to be even a single bit limited. And I like that clowns have that limitless, anything can be a clown.
You can be a happy clown, a sad clown.
Happy clown, yeah, definitely. So my looks, I'm known for headpieces. I really like headpieces. I don't even know where it came from, and I've just been drawn to them. Really in love with the whole artistry of headpieces.
And they're super elaborate, too.
Yes, yes. I have some. I've been, like, really obsessed with hair. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, like, the previous ones that I've done, the last three, I think, they all have hair.
And in the actual headpiece. Uh-huh.
It's fake hair, but it's, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called, like, ganglion or something like that. And it's a braiding hair. It's a type of braiding hair. And it acts like hair. So it looks like real hair and it feels like hair. And it's, like, as light as hair. So I get, the last three that I've done are just hair. I've had cupcakes with hair in them. What else? Yeah, just cones with hair. I just like hair right now. I'm on a hair craze. I'm going on a hair phase finally.
But you know, I've seen you out and about, and I think in the summertime especially, you had a nice presence downtown, and I think folks are like, "What is going on?" I think I was telling you one Saturday we just randomly out, and you were doing a performance or maybe it was like a flash mob kind of a thing, and my friends are with me and they're like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "That, guys, is art."
Yes, I love that. I love that. That is art. Yeah, because that's like my main thing, you know, art.
You know?
There's times where I do it, I get booked for a show or I'm doing some kind of pop-up. And then there's times that I just do it on my own.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has to tell me to do it. I just do it because I love it so much. And I like the feedback that people give me. I love getting, like, I've been getting a really good response. So I don't know. It's just like people are drawn to it.
Yeah.
And it's cool, you know, I like that, because then, again, back to that limit, you don't have to limit art. Art can be anything, anywhere, you know?
How did you learn that? Or, like, where does that come from, that, like, freedom of expression that you have?
I've always been an artist. Ever since I was little, I would draw, paint, and I don't know, I guess it's just been instilled in me that art should, and teachers, you know what it is? It's like, I remember I had an art teacher, a couple art teachers growing up.
Yeah.
And they were just like, there's no limit to art. There shouldn't be a limit to art. I think that just really stuck to me. It really resonated with me.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't want art to, because anything is art. Like the chairs you sit on, the tables.
I know. Sometimes it becomes a problem because it's like everything is beautiful.
Everything. This microphone we're in is somebody created it. Somebody drew it. So I like that. I like knowing that there's this whole like backstory to almost anything.
And how cool that you had folks kind of as you were coming up to encourage that in you, because I think a lot of the times it's like, well, yeah, you can do that, but not for real.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they told me that when I was little, I was afraid of clowns. So it's funny now that that fear. I don't know. Maybe I'm not even the same person. Maybe this fish person just took over that child, and maybe the real me is out there still afraid of clowns, and we just kind of swapped.
You just embraced
it. Yeah, embraced it. I embraced the clown.
But there's something cool about it, because I feel like in this other weird way, you have this anonymity, because there's Fish the clown out in the world, and then, I mean, I don't know if we would know that's you, like, just if when you're not in costume.
Yeah, it happened this weekend. I was at it was a Krampus Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And I started talking to one of the vendors because I know him as Fish.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I do this. And I was like, it's me, Fish. And he's like, oh, man, I don't even recognize you. I was like, I know, I'm like Batman. No, you know what? I say I'm Batman, and my friend says I'm more like Hannah Montana.
So are you purposely trying to, like, keep that separate, or is it just that Fish has such a presence?
I'm going to say no, but yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
I like it, too, you know, because then I can just go out.
Right, and be yourself.
Be myself. Be my more self, I don't know. Fish is already myself.
Right.
So I don't
Your
know.
Other self.
My other self, more self thing. Yeah, that's the clown talking. My more self.
Do you change your voice? You know, I've never heard fish talk.
No, I don't actually. And I get a lot of people when I do, because I rarely do like audio things.
Yeah.
So when I do talk, people are like, that's your voice? And I'm like, no, this is my voice. I'm just, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, but I get a lot of people telling me like, that's your voice? I'm like, yeah, that's my voice. And then I hear it later and I'm like, is that?
I guess that is me.
Yeah, I guess that is me.
What are you planning to do, or why express yourself in the way that you do? Because it's definitely provocative. It definitely draws attention. But what does it do for you, for your soul?
I think my question to that why is why not? Mm-hmm. It always goes back to that. But I think it's like almost like therapy, you know, if I don't create, if I don't draw, if I don't build something, it's like I don't feel like myself. You know, I have to make, I don't know, to like keep going. Like, I don't know. It's just like
this need.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's inner. It's like so in me now that like I just even if I'm not going to do it for fish, I do it for myself just to. And I've always said too, like if nobody ever paid attention to fish, I would still be doing it just for myself, just because I enjoy the process. I enjoy the product. I enjoy the.
But it's hard to ignore. I mean.
Is it? I don't know.
It's pretty present. It's pretty present. I mean, I don't know if. Well, when we post the story and we have an image, I think people will say, oh, okay. Because, you know, I've even seen you like after a baseball game, you know.
Oh, yeah. Just walking in downtown.
Just walking around.
Yeah. It's funny.
Minding your own business.
And even more so now, I get people like down the street, fish. I can hear fish. I'm like, yeah.
You're like, hello.
And I'm like, okay, somebody said hi. We can go home now.
You're like, my job is done.
My job is done. Yeah.
So how did you turn that into, or did you, were you doing drag performance first, or how did this kind of evolution come?
I think I've always been a fan of drag, mm-hmm. and also fan, also drag has always been like a big inspiration to me. And so it started by somebody needed help in a performance, and they're like, hey, can you help me? And I was like, of course. They're like, can you do this? And I was like, yeah, of course. I'm like, is there a specific way you want me to dress? And they're like, no, you can do how come out. You could come out however you want. And I was like, can I go as a clown? And it just kind of snowballed from there. I didn't have a name or anything. It just.
You're just like,
Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about.
Clown was the first thing that popped into your brain?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So see, I don't know that supposedly fear I had. I don't know. It was there.
It's gone.
It was waiting to come out.
And, there is a darkness to fish, though. Fish the clown, anyway.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
It's like that shiny black hair, the dark lip.
You know what? They tell me that, and then I don't see it for a while, and then there's certain looks that I do, and I'm like, okay, I can see why people are scared. I can see why somebody
I don't think you're scary, but yes, some people are scared.
Yeah. And I don't really know why, but then I do look back at the picture, and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see why they would be a little bit scared.
But the other thing is, like, when somebody's confronted with something that they don't know, sometimes that's a response, right? To me, it's like, well, what's in there? Like, I'm going to call this fish. I mean, that's why you're here.
True, yeah.
Right? It's like, well, let's find out more. That's
yeah.
That's,
definitely, yeah.
Right?
People get a lot of, like, they're like, what's your name? Like, I get this a lot, like, are you from El Paso? I'm like, of course I'm from El Paso.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, yeah, Sun City. And I'm super proud to be like, yes, I'm from El Paso.
It's, you know, because I think you're doing it at a whole other level. I mean, I don't know if you realize that, but like there is this beautiful level of artistry that you're bringing into it. So it does make people question like, well, does that come from here? And the truth is, yeah.
And I think maybe naively, I don't see it at that level the way other people see it, which is good.
No, it's good. You got to stay on your game.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yay. And I'm just like, let's go. I got to go buy a headpiece. Like, I got to go make a head, you know? So I think it's like a good and bad almost that I don't see it at that level. So that to me, it's like, you know?
You just keep doing it.
Yeah.
How do you come up with your looks?
Well, I don't know. I'm so inspired by like animals, plants, drag, of course. But honestly, anything. Like, I went to Vegas and I bought like a little Eiffel Tower cup.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a headpiece. It was a cup. It was
so
like
cool.
Like 2 feet, 3 feet. And
you're
I was like this will fit on my head. I was like, hopefully it gets through customs.
And it got through.
And it got through. Yeah, I just had to clean it because it had alcohol.
Oh, well,
so I had some kind of drink.
You were
there.
In Vegas. Yeah.
Definitely. Or I'll see like an ornament. Right now I see ornaments and I'm like, man. And before I used to want to put everything on my head.
Yeah.
And now I go more for like light. Like check how light it is. I'm like, okay, I'll try. Yeah. And then like I think before it was a little, like I didn't understand how to do stuff. And now that I'm a little more
There's a science to it, right? Uh-huh,
definitely. Like balancing on the head, there's a science.
There's a science to it. And then you generally have some big old shoes on, too.
True. I won't tell you how I put on my head. That's clown magic.
That's a secret. Yeah, that's off guards. So what do you have planned for 2020? What's in your future?
2020. I've been working on a YouTube show. It hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting little footage here and there. So hopefully it should be out by this year, but I really want it to come out next year.
Yeah.
And then I want to travel. I think I travel for personal reasons, but I want to travel like for fish. Like
it's
I want to perform.
Do it. Yeah.
You know, I want to perform in other cities. I want to.
Next level.
Yeah. Next level.
Well, here's to fish going to the next level. Today, my guest has been Fish, multimedia performance art and drag artist. I think the best way to find you is really on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Fish the clown.
Fish_the_clown.
There you have it. So if you are curious and want to look at all the looks that are Fish, Instagram is the best place.
Yes.
Today, my guest has been Fish, multimedia artist and drag performance. Thank you for coming to State of the Art.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invite. Appreciate it.